They return to base safely and with their weapons intact. They may be battle ready, but this time they chose not to unleash missiles on Islamic State. Their return to Cyprus came 8 hours after they'd walked out across the tarmac, knowing this time it was different. The crews are chosen from the RAF's most skilled men and women. Their Tornado jets are now fully armed and authorised to attack. British airstrikes are in their hands.
This is the start of UK combat operations in Iraq. None of these crews know quite when it will end.
The task of selecting and attaching missiles is now part of the job at RAF Akrotiri.
Yeah, that's it.
These jets have been flying over Iraq for weeks, working out where IS fighters are. The information changes all the time. That's why they held fire. Next time, it will be different again.
Well, we are one part of a large international coalition. But the crucial part of that coalition is that it's led by the Iraqi government, the legitimate government of Iraq and its security forces. We're there to play our part and to help deal with this appalling terrorist organisation.
Soon after the tornadoes set off, their support team, the RAF Voyager, was sent out. A flying petrol station, allowing the jets to fly longer and further.
The flights that these tornadoes take in the coming days and weeks may be very similar to the reconnaissance missions they've been flying over northern Iraq for the past month. Now, though, the rules of engagement have changed.
The Ministry of Defence say the very presence of these jets in the skies influences what Islamic State do. They are a new enemy in an old war zone. And it's a war Britain is now in. Tom Parmenter, Sky News, RAF Akrotiri.